Happy Friday, everybody. 11 minutes after 5 on this, the Friday version of your favorite morning program. A lot of criminals in the news going to lead us off today. We'll talk about Bieber in the entertainment news, of course.
Must we?
Well, yeah, he's...
Did you see the picture, side-by-side picture of him and Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
With makeup and without makeup.
They look alike. They could be brother and sister. They could be the same person, actually.
I'll tell you what.
It's amazing.
If you go to my Facebook page, my personal page, you'll see a different one.
That's the one you're talking about. That's the one,
With makeup, without makeup.
Yeah.
Here's one that's my favorite one.
Oh, come on.
Another person posted on my Facebook page, there's Bieber's mugshot, and underneath is a song, you know, a quote from one of his songs, "As long as you love me." And then on the other side is a very angry other inmate whose caption is, "Oh yeah, I'm going to love you." Oh, no, the I'm sure
he's not going to spend any time in Gen Pop.
Well, he's already out.
Even if he does get prison time, he'll be in
prison. Oh, he's not going to get prison time. He'll get rehab and
community service.
Yeah, that goes without saying. We all know that that's what's going to happen to him. But he's not the only criminal that is worth talking about. Of course, he's on the national scale. The one that caught my attention is Bradley Woodward.
Oh, locally here, yeah.
Local
I'm
boy.
I'm a cop. You know, he watched too many episodes of Law and Order where a cop can call the other cops and get their kid off on a, you know.
63-year-old Bradley Woodward, back in November, called the Marathon County Jail and requested reduced charges and a signature bond for his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally the jail would be like, sir, we don't have to talk to you. You're not a police officer. You're not an officer of the court. The response to you is... However, he said, well, you understand, I'm a police officer. I'm an officer in training. Now, let me ask you, police, do they call them cadets up here, the youngins that are getting ready to go?
We've got a police academy, you will, at North Central Technical College. I don't know what their exact terminology is they use. Could be cadets.
Kevin Winslow, part of that?
I don't think so, no.
I really wish, just as a side note, I really wish people would quit messing around with the sound levels on the board, because every morning I have to adjust them. Anyway, thank you for joining the production meeting. This guy is 63 years old, and he really thinks that anyone is going to believe he is a police officer in training?
Plus, he's got a record.
He's a drug dealer and a thief.
If you've served prison time and you're out, you may want to lay low and not, and not poke the cops with a stick. Don't call attention to yourself for being a dumbass. You would think.
Apparently, he doesn't listen to the show.
Apparently not.
You know, to the 7:30 segment. But yeah, he decides that, my daughter's in jail. She's 28. She was in jail also for stealing a couple of things from Walmart to the tune of 137 items from Walmart. Hey, you know, at least if you're going to go and you're going to shoplift,
make it worth your while.
So anyway, he goes in and then he shows up to collect her, and they're like, "Can you come over here for a second? Can you show me that you're a
show me your badge?
Show me your do cops in training get a badge? Don't they?
I don't know.
Don't they just get a little certificate?
That's right. You get something. Let me see. It's here in my pocket.
Yeah, you know. And he pulls something out that's like handwritten. It's like a note from his mom. Please excuse Autumn from jail today, as her dad is a.
Well, you know, this story will be on Conan and Jimmy Fallon and all of the national talk shows. I would imagine.
I hope so.
Yeah,
because it's hilarious, and we need. We need Wisconsin to be in the news for more than just arguing over our state
cows
budget.
And cheese.
And alcoholics.
That's what they usually talk about.
Yeah, they usually
talk. Cows, cheese, and cheese heads.
Yes, cows, cheese, alcoholics.
Beer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a combination of all three, which is unspeakable. But anyway, we've got all that coming in. Oh, and one other thing. I don't do this very often, but this morning I posted a very short video clip. You hunters will identify with this. On the show's Facebook page, Seth Mila, WSAU at Facebook, Seth Mila, WSAU at Facebook, you need to go click the like button. There is a video clip there. I'm telling you right now, will change your life.
I'm sure.
It is inspiring. It is deeply meaningful.
Uh-huh.
It will cause you to stop and reflect and enjoy. It will give you an appreciation of nature.
Something tells me it's not going to do any of those things.
It will allow you to have that deep, introspective, almost zen-like experience with nature. It is something you definitely, definitely should check out. So go.
Because when folks think of you, they think of Zen immediately. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So go to the show's Facebook page, Seth Mila, WSAU. Please click the like button and enjoy the peaceful serenity that is the nature video I posted. Enjoy.
Oh, Canada, your boy's not quite a man. Take Bieber back, America demands. Take his speeding cars and his DUI and make him wear a shirt, please. Also, you could try, oh, Canada, to teach him where to pee. Give us a hand, we'll throw in little twist for free. Oh, Canada, we give the beads back to thee.
Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.